to Central Standard Friday. This is our first official Central Standard Friday for the restaurant critics here. And the music is different, the name is different, but the same rogues gallery of characters is here. I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, Fat City, which you can find at pitch.com. And I'm going to let my rogues gallery of companions introduce themselves, starting with Miss Basika.
I have so seldom been called a rogue. I'm just excited by the name. My name is Chris Basika. I write for Ingram's Magazine, and this is the month that we have, or the last 2 months, we have the vote for the best in Kansas City. So by all means, if you don't have a copy of Ingram's, find one and turn in your ballot.
Is there more categories than just food on that ballot?
Oh, yes, there are. It's best theater, best jazz club, best outdoor show. I mean,
is that ballot online, Chris?
No, it's not. I don't believe so.
Okay.
But it is in every copy of Ingram's. They are very strongly feel that people should mail in a ballot because it eliminates
stuffing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mary?
I'm Mary Block. I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star, and I have a blog called Around the Block, which you can find at aroundtheblockkc.com or on Facebook.
Very good. And?
Gloria Gale, 435 South Magazine.
Okay. Now I was teasing you last night.
We were it's at okay.
an event. And,
we hold our own.
You do
Johnson
hold your
County.
Own. You what are you, do you have actually, do you have perimeters for the areas you do review?
Well, the corridor, okay. 435 South Corridor, is certainly the first, but then we're expanding. We're branching out into other parts of the city.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Why don't you start and tell us what new places you have been to?
Well, I am on a very rainy day. I went up to, here's one, Zona Rosa of all places, and I went
now
to.
That is the polar opposite.
Yeah. Exactly. But anyway, I have a little lunch group, and we went up on Sunday and went to, okay, help me out here, folks. Swagat.
Swagat.
Yeah. And it was all I could do to find the place because it's tucked around the corner. And when I got on my cell phone and said, "Where are you?" to the guy, he goes, "Stay there. I'll find you." He was willing to come and find me and guide me
that's
there.
That's what I call
oh,
a
wow.
great
that's
message.
Service. Isn't that hilarious? But anyway, I finally found it. And it was packed. It was a brunch. And people were spilling out.
Was it a buffet wonderful. Brunch?
Yes. And it was, I don't know, it's very reasonable. And it was like $10.95, I believe. And it was wonderful. Just great.
A well-laden buffet, lots
very,
of stuff?
Very, very. And so you could go back multiple times, just what I need. And I have also – I have to put a shout-out for EBT because it's trying its best. It's you know, one of those
– They've got a nice, very young new manager.
29, Adam Horner.
Right.
He's doing his best. He has a great resume. He's been at a lot of places. He has some ideas for the place. He wants to really spiff it up. And well, it couldn't be any spiffier than it is now. But I think that the perception of it for a younger crowd is what he's aiming for. And, man, his servers are on it. They've been there forever. The food is delicious.
And it's a new menu.
It is a new menu. They still have some old standards there, but it is great.
Are they doing anything tableside anymore? That used to be
Bananas Foster and also Caesar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they may be the last restaurant in Kansas City that are doing those two dishes tableside.
Yeah. But you know what? For any restaurant to have been around more than two decades, I think is really to their benefit.
That's great.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, we may have to do a future show on restaurants that are 25 or more years old.
I think that's a good mm-hmm. idea. Yeah.
So, let me think.
There's not a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Well, you went to one, the Savoy.
Yeah, I did go
to
the Savoy.
With Anthony.
Yes, with Mr. Bourdain, who mm-hmm. was not as entranced with the restaurant as I thought he would be. But, you know, I
did
love
him. Did he want good food?
Or did he care?
Go to the show archives and you can see that for yourself. Yeah, I think he was appalled that I ordered frog legs, as was my sister in Los Angeles when she saw the show. But, hey, what's wrong with a good fried frog leg? Mary, where have you been?
I've been to three new places. Oh, four, actually. The Green Room mm-hmm. in Westport. It's at...
Speaking of tucked away restaurants.
Yes, 4010 mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, just north of Westport Road, behind
that
church.
It's in the lower level of the Westport Coffee House, right?
Right, exactly.
And with its own entrance,
oh, yeah.
Mary?
Yes, totally okay. different entrance. And the Green Room, I asked them where that name came from, and they said it's basically a double entendre. It's near the theater and it's like a green room where you wait. Yeah. And then it's also green in that they try to be eco-friendly.
Very good.
In what they serve. It's a burger place, burgers and fries, and lots of beer. It's not the kind of place where you're going to hang out all night and have your beer, but it's if you want a good burger and a beer to go with it, that's a nice place to go. It's a little sterile for what I would consider a bar, but it's a great value. The hamburgers are like $6 and a big basket of fries, too peppery for my taste, but the fries themselves were quite good.
Mary, let me ask you this. How would you compare it, and maybe this is an unfair question, but how would you compare it to like a gourmet burger place like Blanc?
It's in between a Winstead's and a Blanc. It's a thicker burger than Winstead's. It's not as thick, and it doesn't – they do have a lot of different toppings, but they're not as
gourmet. What's the price
point?
$6. Oh, so it's cheaper
than it's Blanc. Much cheaper. Mm-hmm. So it's really a good value. Mm-hmm. And I had a very nice veggie burger as well. Okay. And they make their own sauces for their ketchup – I mean for their fries.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then I was at the Czar Bar, which is not new, but they mm-hmm. are featuring the Good You food truck's food. And that is new. They had the Magical Meatball Tour in there, excuse me, over the winter. And Kelly Daniels, who's the chef of Good You, is serving three different menus, a lunch menu, a happy hour menu, and a dinner and late night menu. So
But you actually eat inside the
You eat inside, you order, they serve you. But it's the same great food that you'd get in the truck, only I like it because you can sit down and somebody serves you.
Is it noisy in there?
I was there for lunch, and it wasn't noisy, but it was crowded. People have found it, and I suspect it gets more crowded. But, like, I love the sweet potato and red bean burritos. Well, you can't get those at lunch. You can only get them at dinner, I think. Mm-hmm. So you just have to go online and see if – or just go all three times because it's really good.
Where is it
And that is at 1531 Grand.
It's the old bank – although it's been a restaurant for years, over the years, maybe best known in this last decade as being the home of the late night theater.
Yeah, right.
So,
and it was much nicer is probably a pretty bland description, but when I walked in there, I was pleasantly surprised. It wasn't quite the dive that I had expected. I've also been to El Dorado in Greenwood. Not on anybody's map, I'm sure, but it's on 150 Highway.
Now, what impelled you to go there?
Well, I am often out in that direction, and I had heard good things about it. And I think I actually got a Muncheroo coupon, so I thought, well, what the heck.
El Dorado.
It's El Dorado. It's in Greenwood at 205 East Main. And the easiest way I can tell you to get there is to go south on 71, get off on Highway 150, and just keep going east. You'll pass 291. Did I say get off at 150?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then pass 291 a mile and a half.
Is this the kind of restaurant that would warrant somebody who want? I'm assuming it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, someone who wants something different to actually get in the car and go there?
I thought it was better than most restaurants you'd get on Southwest Boulevard, but the menu would be the same.
Okay.
So I just thought the quality was good. Fabulous mole, really good salsas, everything obviously homemade. Hmm. The chips maybe weren't homemade, but they were warm, and the salsas that were served with them all were. And they had really good carnitas. They were crispy like they should be. It wasn't like it had been braised or steamed or whatever.
So is this in downtown Greenwood?
You know, I would say they're – it's just a little bit farther. Downtown Greenwood is probably a half a block, and this is a half a block farther.
Okay.
So
and inexpensive, I'm assuming.
Very inexpensive. And burritos, again, another good value, lots of food, and very crowded. And they actually have a bar, and they have a couple nice big screen TVs. So if you're out that way.
You just can't get enough big screen
give
TVs
Give it a try.
Anymore.
A lot of people go to Woodson Antiques in Raymore. Yeah. It's not that far, so you could go there at the same time. And last and very quickly, Cafe Gratitude is open.
Yeah.
It was in it's in California, four or five locations. And as the story goes, the owners here took 10 years to convince the people out there that Kansas City would embrace this concept.
And they have. They're spilling out of there.
They are. It is just packed.
Yeah.
And
now,
is it
a vegan restaurant?
It is vegan. Oh. Okay. Yeah, it is vegan. I mean, the nachos have a cashew.
I've told you my hold back on, and I do want to go, but the names of the dishes.
No, that's what got to me.
Yeah,
I went too, and it was like all I could do. I mean, first I wanted to say I am gorgeous, but of course I just couldn't order that. No matter if
wait,
that
there
was
is a dish called I am gorgeous.
I am gorgeous.
What is it?
A cafe salad with mixed greens for people that manage to stay thin and gorgeous, I guess. I don't know. I am dazzling. I just...
It sounds a little self-righteous.
Well, I just laughed. I mean, you were probably more... I just cracked up because it was like, okay, I am extraordinary, please. And that's what they... Oh, you want the extraordinary.
So the dishes are not just dishes.
Not at all.
They're affirmations.
Yes,
oh,
it's
indeed.
All affirmations, and the servers couldn't be, you know.
More affirming?
More affirming, friendly. I got such a kick out of it because when the busboy came over to fill our water pitcher, she stopped. The server stopped and thanked the busboy by name for filling our water glasses. And the owner came over and hugged us when we left. It's very, you know, 60s, 70s.
Yeah. They hugged you when you left?
Yes.
Oh, my. You must have had... Wow.
But I will say the food was really good.
How good.
I thought it was.
Okay, well, this is my moment to interject and say this. I am Charles Furze. I am gorgeous Charles Furze. and filled with gratitude to be here on KCOR. This is Central Standard Friday. We are the food critics here, and we are taking your calls. And this is a good time to give you the number, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email at centralstandard@kcor.org. And this is KCOR, the Central Standard Friday show. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mary, but I did.
That's fine. And I'm done. I'm going to toss it to Chris, but I just want to say Cafe Gratitude is in the old Lulu space at 333 Southwest Boulevard.
I have not heard that much about the food yet, you know, kind of through the word of mouth grapevine. But I have heard it's not inexpensive.
It is not inexpensive.
No.
Each of these bowls were probably $12 or $13.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, you've got seaweed and kale and kimchi. And,
for people with, you know, less affirming tastes, if it is not your scene, there's always the town topic across the street.
That's right. Right.
Something completely different.
Right.
And Christine, so did you like it? Would you go back?
Well, we had kind of an interesting experience there because we never got our lunch.
Oh.
And we were sitting at the bar, and finally...
They have a bar? They serve liquor?
No. They have a smoothie bar.
Oh.
Okay.
And so we never, ever got our meal. And finally, the girl said, "Your meal's coming right up." And we said, "Oh, good." And then she came over and she said, and we're at the bar part, and she goes, "Could you tell me again what you had?"
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
that is,
like,
to me...
It was like a 40.
That's a no note coming back scene for me.
Yeah.
What did you have again?
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly she'd forgotten to put it in. And
clearly she had forgotten to take it.
Yeah. And so I was not filled with gratitude, and I was not grateful, and I was, but.
Did you have a smoothie?
No, didn't have a smoothie.
Didn't order.
Yeah.
Didn't get to eat.
It didn't matter. But they comped the meal, you know, when it
They comped the non-existing meal?
Well, no, they brought, we told her again what we'd ordered, and she said, "Well, it'll be right out." And it was out within 3 minutes. So, you know, I mean, they can move when they need to.
What did you have?
I had the I Am Extraordinary, which was a BLT with spicy cashew aioli and coconut bacon.
Coconut bacon?
Yeah.
What did it look like?
It tasted just like coconut and didn't have a clear clue. I mean, bacon was very far away from the taste palette of that particular dish.
Was it good?
It was good. I mean, our lunches were quite good, and I will say for a sandwich, and it came with a big salad. So it was good.
I am grateful that you told me that story.
Yeah.
I really am.
I am transformed.
I think it's worth a shot, though.
It is. It's a nice idea, you know, and it's... You just don't think you could say anything nasty in a place like
that's
that.
Right.
You know?
And you feel virtuous walking out because the food is really healthy.
Yeah,
that's great. That's great.
Yes, your colon thanks you. What else do you have to talk about?
Well,
Chris?
Speaking of healthy, there's a new place called Open Fire, a wood-burning pizza place.
On Broadway.
On Broadway at 3951 Broadway. And so we'd already eaten, actually, and we went over there because this is where my husband's company was. And so that what they've done is they've taken over the Caravan Ingredient space, and they've turned it into a pizza community center, pool, et cetera, et cetera. And they were when we now they have signs out and you can find it pretty easily. And it was a cute place. It was fun. You pick your ingredients and then they bring it to you.
It looks big.
It's huge. It is huge.
Because I've not been there, but I've driven by and it looks like a warehouse.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've got a big wood burning stove in there, and it's all part of an idea to help revitalize that area. And, you know, in terms of community center, place for kids and adults to go.
That's
and
great.
Families, I think it's a great, great idea. For Pure Pizza, however, or for a different kind of pizza, we went out to Sammy's Pizza and Pub at 13164 State Line Road.
Sammy's Pizza yeah. and Pub.
And actually, I had takeout there, and the pizza was very, very good.
Is it wood-fired?
So it is wood. Let me rethink that. No, I don't believe it is, but they have a really big oven, and they will do a very, very thin crust. Must be wood-fired. Mm-hmm. Very thin crust.
Well, someone is going to call in at 816-235-2888 and tell us
that.
Yeah.
Help us out. Mm-hmm. And then the third place, or whatever number I'm on, Frida's is moving, and mm-hmm. that move should be complete by now. Has anyone been there?
I think it's still another week because I called last week and they said 2 weeks.
Wait, moving from?
They're moving from 148th and Metcalf to 122nd.
Oh, they're moving into the city.
Yeah. Moving into the city.
They're inching toward the city.
Inching towards the city, which I think is great because it's always so good.
And they're actually opening two places. They're opening one Frida's. They're moving there and then they're opening a taqueria next door to Spin in the Fountain Square, or in the same complex, a little taqueria.
Where's Fountain?
Fountain,
like at
where Spin is on 119th and
Metcalf. I don't know the name of that.
Okay, but it's
facility.
In that.
Facility. Yeah, I know it. It's right in back of Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that where Andy's Walk used to be?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Right. Okay. And it's no longer. It's another
thing.
I think it's a Mexican restaurant. So that must be it. I don't know. I'll find out.
Okay, and you are listening to Central Standard Friday, and I'm Charles Fruzzi here with Mary Block, Chris Basica, and Gloria Gale. We are taking your phone calls because I'm sure there are people who want to weigh in on Cafe Gratitude.
And, oh, yes.
The Green Room and a place I'm going to be talking about in a minute, the Rusty Horse Tavern, and this is your time to weigh in at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888, or you can shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. I went to the new Rusty Horse Tavern.
Where's that?
It's in Parkville at Parkville Commons, which it's a couple. You take one highway and then you take another highway and then you're there. You know,
okay.
you know my sense of direction. You'll wind up in Topeka, but it's a little. It's where there used to be a Mexican restaurant. The Mexican seems to be the sub theme.
Yeah.
There was a Mexican restaurant in this space on Lewis Road. That's right. It's on Lewis Road, called Agave and Agave Grill and Cantina, and. Kevin Heaton, who owns the Stone Canyon Pizza in downtown Parkville, he's opened this place. And it's a bar and grill, predominantly burgers, good burgers. And there's a couple of other things. There's a pulled pork sandwich and a brat. You know, we're moving into this weird burger society. You can't go to a restaurant that doesn't have, you know, like 90% burgers. But I liked what I had. They had some interesting appetizers that you don't see very often, like corn fritters with it was supposed to be an onion dill sauce, I think, and it was like a stone ground mustard sauce instead.
That's pretty different.
Yes, and it's totally family friendly, and so there.
So there.
That's all I can
say.
Is
it worth it?
I might have to go back to, you know, really weigh in. Is it worth it to go to a bar and grill in Parkville if you live in Midtown? I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of bar and grills in Midtown. We did have a phone call. Laura in Overland Park called in about Cafe Gratitude to remind us that it's not just vegan. It's also vegetarian.
Yeah.
And Dell writes, thought you might find this fun. Went to Cafe Gratitude. However, since I have severe nut allergies, I could not eat anything on the menu. Ended up going to Town Topic.
Attaboy.
Perfect.
Let me tell you something. You will be allergic to nothing at Town Topic unless you're allergic to American cheese. So we are taking your phone calls and your emails at 816-235-2888. And centralstandard at kcr.org is the email address. I want to remind you that after the half-hour mark, we're going to talk about a subject that's, I think, near and dear to a lot of you, which is eating outside. Mm-hmm. Now, regular listeners of this program will know that Charles Ferruzza loathes eating outside. I don't even like picnics. There's clearly something. I've decided it dates back for me to my Boy Scout Jamboree days, where eating outside was mandatory, and I think I threw a couple temper tantrums. I was a lousy Boy Scout. But most people love eating outside.
My husband is one of those who does not.
Yeah.
And we were eating outside last night, and the wind was blowing.
Where did you eat?
Well, McCormick and Schmick's, that is truly a wind tunnel.
Yes, it is.
No matter what the weather is below, it's a wind tunnel.
That's right.
Up there.
It's pretty.
It is pretty. That's a nice new deck.
Yeah, it's a really pretty deck, speaking of outdoor places. But let me mention one quick place, can I?
Please.
As long as we're talking Mexican here. Miguel's Catering and Carryout at 5038 Lamar.
5038 Lamar.
Lamar. It's right off I-35, right mm-hmm. up Lamar, south of I-35. This is a little tiny place. Everything is homemade. It is wonderful. And
Is it just carry out only? You cannot eat there?
They have, I think, three tables or two tables outside and two or three tables inside. And many times there is a line out the door.
Tell me again, the name is Miguel's?
Miguel's Catering and Carry Out. It's a little tiny place. They have a special every day. It's very, very affordable. I mean, it's not just affordable, it's cheap.
How new is this place, Christine?
It's been there for at least a year, she okay. said.
Did you say Miriam?
Lamar.
Lamar. It's Lamar. It's actually Mission. Lamar. It's Mission.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and if you're,
Did you eat there or did you carry out?
We carried out, and we got quesadillas and tamales and a chicken dish, and they were all wonderful. Huh. And it was really
nice.
Now,
let me ask you this. Could someone who had a nut allergy eat there?
I believe a anti-nutist could,
could go there immediately.
That's great. Okay, and that's Miguel's, Catering and Carryout. It's on 5038 Lamar?
Yep, in Mission.
And is the best way to get there on the highway?
No, actually, the best way to get there is, probably come from Johnson Drive and go down Lamar and okay. just keep going on Lamar. And it's on the west side of the street.
As we're coming up to the half-hour mark, I want to ask my fellow panelists if they have been to Sweet Siam yet. It's the new Thai restaurant where Mezzaluna used to be on Quivira,
yes.
70th and Quivira.
I have.
It's delicious.
It's fabulous. There's not a bad dish there.
I would agree. Christine, I don't know. Are you the coconut cake fan?
Yes.
Did you taste their coconut cake?
Yes.
It is the most fabulous coconut cake you will find in Kansas City.
It's really
not maybe as good as Jasper's, but right up there.
Yeah.
It's different. But I'm not usually a huge dessert fan if I've eaten a lot at a Thai restaurant, but it was the most wonderful coconut cake.
Yeah. Mm. And I think that's a really, it's kind of an upscale place in a sense, and it's not huge, it's not real cheap, but it's really, really good.
Tablecloth?
Can't remember.
And carpeting?
Carpeting, I believe.
On Twitter, sort of an infamous blogger in Kansas City, Chipotle, I love that name, he writes us, Green Room is more of a classic burger. Fresh ingredients. They also didn't sell out their craft beer selection like Blanc did. Now, I'm not a beer drinker. I even wasn't a beer drinker when I drank. Is craft beer like an important thing to have these days? Is that a trend?
It just means homemade, doesn't it? More diligence.
And more independent.
Yeah, more
breweries.
Independent. There's the word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Amy writes, I'm writing regarding the Green Room. I went there for lunch with a group of coworkers. We did not have a good experience. I wanted to particularly note that the burgers are covered in barely cracked peppercorns. Ugh. So if you don't care for pepper, this is not the place for you. We also had terribly slow service. So budget an hour and a half if you go.
Wow.
On the plus side, they do have Mexican Coke and Sprite on the menu.
Oh, okay. So sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No craft beer, but okay, they've got Mexican Coke. We are ready to take a break, I think, and we'll see you soon. And you're back with us on Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch, here with Mary Block from Around the Block blog. Christine Basica from Ingram's and Miss Gloria Gale from 435. I almost called it I-435. 435 South Magazine. And in this half hour, we are going to be talking about the greatest places to eat outside. Now, am I the only person on this panel who does not like eating outside? I mean, let me tell you something. I think the greatest invention in the 20th century was air conditioning. And I want to say, I maybe like some of you here, we didn't have air conditioning, central air in my house, in my family's home until well into the late 60s. And, you know, hot summers were
sweaty.
Sweaty, horrible nightmare. Our house was filled with, you know, fans that didn't do anything but blow hot air around.
Right.
So because of my devotion to air conditioning, why would I want to eat outside? love AC.
But what about on a beautiful, beautiful day like Wednesday when there was no humidity and the weather was just perfect?
Well, if there's a view, I don't want to sit on a patio that looks out on the parking lot.
Yeah, which is unfortunately the case for most of the patio restaurants in town.
So. And that's fair, but if the weather's nice, I really don't care if I'm looking at a wall. I just like to be outside. So, and for these,
you're just filled with gratitude.
That's right. Yeah, I'm the kind of person who goes to Cafe Gratitude, so I like to sit outside. But I think for the 2 weeks out of the year that we have perfect weather, I would put sitting outside ahead of a really great meal.
Okay, we've got already some Twitter comments, and I want to remind you that we are taking your phone calls. We'd love to hear some human voices at 816-235-2888, or you could shoot us an email you could shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcor.org, or we're on Twitter, and we've got two Twitter comments. Pat's Hopped Up writes about Cafe Gratitude. I haven't been yet, but the pretentious, weird menu item names make me significantly less interested in trying it.
Aw.
You know,
we didn't say it for that. It's kind of a kick, actually. I mean, it is very
funny. Well, you found it funny and amusing. I found it to be irritatingly self-righteous. But I've not eaten there yet, and, you know, I might be grateful to go.
You will be.
Let's see. Roselle Court shares, we love it when visitors get a lunch or snack and take them out to the sculpture park at, obviously, the Nelson Atkins Museum.
A great
alfresco spot. That would be a fun thing.
Yes. Now, that's a wonderful idea.
Well, you know, and speaking of that, Cafe Sebastian is indoor-outdoor.
Right.
You know, they have that.
It's covered.
You're not really outdoors.
You're outdoors.
But you feel like it.
You used to be. That used to be the best place
to eat outside. Well, we want to know where you like to eat outside, and that telephone number again is 816-235-2888, because we always learn something fabulous from our callers.
Well, you know, nowadays they have the garage doors that slide up, and everybody has that. But also these doors that open up, the glass doors, like North has, I mean, you are overlooking the street, but they're floor-to-ceiling doors.
On that same idea, Stone Canyon Pizza. The new pizza place on the plaza, Woodvines, has those big windows that look out on Brush Creek, and it's beautiful.
And Graham and Dunn opens their doors.
And they have a beautiful patio.
They have a beautiful patio.
I'm sure that's the new summer hotspot on the plaza.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now here's an interesting comment from Drew. Writes, I know it's a little off the beaten path, but I like a little restaurant up in St. Joseph, Missouri called the Bad Art Bistro. That's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it refers to the decor that has, among other things, an outdoor patio terrace. They specialize in from scratch contemporary American cuisine with Asian fusion. Now, talk about a trend that I thought had come and gone. Okay, so the Bad Art Bistro, that's in St. Joseph. Mary, where's your current favorite alfresco place?
I love going to Lydia's to eat outside because even though it is.
That's a garden.
It is. It's on a parking lot, but you don't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
I like going to Pizza Bella.
Yeah.
They've got a little tiny patio, and if you face in, you're looking at the restaurant, not the street. Mm-hmm. And Extra Virgin, again, it's on the street, but I don't mind.
We've got a call. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin in Kansas City.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. You have some places you like to eat outdoors.
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Unlike you, I really love eating outdoors, particularly in that little window in spring and fall when it's possible, and you're not being eaten alive by bugs. Actua, that's pronounced right, and then Cafe Trio at least, and Tres Omari up in Briarcliff.
Oh, Tres Omari, that's a beautiful patio.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all great, great suggestions. Yeah. If you had to pick one of the three, where would you go tonight?
Probably XY.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
There's one drawback to Cafe Trios is that once you get out on their patio, I love the look overlooking the Mill Creek Park and the fountain and all that. They let people smoke out there again, so that becomes an issue.
Yeah, you know, that is a hot topic right now, I think, about the smoking on patios, because, you know, if you know, there are people who like to smoke, and the only place they can smoke within a restaurant's confines is usually the patio. But people who are enjoying the patio don't want to smell the smoke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
right.
a catch-22.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, now that one last one I'll mention, too, is the Italian restaurant overlooking Mill Creek Park from the other
just
side.
I was going to say that.
Filio.
Yeah. Filio's, that's wonderful, too.
Well, you know, I love that little balcony. I just don't want to eat at Filio.
Right.
So can I maybe bring some food in from somewhere?
You have a great point, right?
Okay. Right. Hey, thanks so much.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
That's Kevin, and you can join our conversation at 816-235-2888. Gloria?
You know who has a really cute little back enclosure, but it overlooks a parking lot again, is Blue Grotto.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah. It is. And they've got couches.
Yeah. And they've got couches.
That whole strip of restaurants now has taken up the back and put in patios.
You know, there are people like Kevin, and here I am putting words in his mouth, but people who just love eating outside, and they don't really care about the view, although he did mention some places with great views.
Mm-hmm. Cafe Des Amis.
Yeah, that's another
That is
in Parkville.
Yes. Yeah. And they have a great brunch also.
A brunch?
Didn't I go? Yeah, for brunch.
Really? On Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday mornings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
We'll save that for the brunch show.
Yes, that's right.
Christine, where do you like to go?
Well, the place I like, Lydia's, actually, and back, I like the trains going by.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just so fun to listen to a train go by, and conversation kind of stops. But not just Lydia's, but the
Grunauer.
And Jackstack. I mean, all three of those places, I think. But the place I've been most recently was Tasso's.
On Warnell?
On Warnell, which has put a patio on the back. And it's a lovely little patio.
Back there?
Well, there's a parking lot. But what they have done is they've got, you know, curtains up, like little Greek curtains. I mean, they look like the Greek kind of curtain. And plants. And so it helps. And so what I don't understand about Kansas City places that have outdoors is why they don't line the entire thing with big, huge pots full of trees and just block that a little bit. Because a tree in a big enough pot will live.
Grand Street, don't they put up something?
Oh, Grand Street is, yes.
They have bamboo screens or something, don't they?
Grand Street is just surrounded
By the Brush Creek.
Yeah, by Brush Creek on the one side. It's lovely. Mm-hmm. That's a great patio.
Classic Cup has a wooden wall.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I think lots of places like that.
And even if you're in Power and Light, like the Bristol, I mean, all those places are outdoors, and they open up their walls.
And then they have fire pits, or they have some sort of fire thing going.
Well, let's go to Barbara in Kansas City, Missouri. Barbara, where do you like to go?
My girlfriends and I like to go out to lunch fairly often, but for outdoor, we always go back to Yaya's.
That's nice.
On 119th. It's so pretty, and they have really blocked the parking lot.
They have.
And I have just one other quick comment. Was a restaurant you mentioned on the plaza is Coal Vines, not Wood Vines.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm surprised they even got the vines right. So,
that's a cute place.
It is a cute little place. Mm-hmm. And
I forget about that.
Yeah, River Market, you've got Bowling's, you can sit outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll tell you, a patio I've just kind of discovered. And there's a train component, Christine. You'll like this. The new Cafe Italia in Parkville has a big, beautiful patio, and you can have dinner out there. And the trains go by.
Where is that?
Okay, it is in. It is,
I can't visualize it.
This is why there used to be a Japanese steakhouse in the spot. It's a red brick building behind, well, you take the main drag and then you go up to sort of like, you know, where the parking lot for English Landing is.
Oh, okay.
And then you go, there's a series of restaurants. There's a Mexican restaurant called Pancho or some Pancho something.
That's where the caboose thing.
That's Pancho's Villa right now. So let's see. We have a dog comment. Priscilla writes, Howie loves to go out to eat. I'm assuming Howie's the dog. Howie loves to go out to eat with us. If it's a relative, I'm so embarrassed.
No, it's a dog. I happen to know the dog.
Okay.
So, yes,
Howie loves to go out to eat with us. Being a dog, his choices are limited to restaurants that have outdoor dining. But there are some great places to take him, Exois and Spin being his favorites. Any comments about dining with dogs?
Lils.
Lils. My dogs are so poorly behaved. I wouldn't take them on a picnic.
Howie is very well behaved.
I love his name. 816-235-2888. We're talking about dining outside on Central Standard Friday.
My question, however, with a dog is why?
You just can't get enough of your dog, I guess.
You just
know what, though? Can I be really bluntly honest here? I would rather eat with my dog than many of my relatives. So let's go to Jim in Midtown.
Hi, it's Jim Midtown, old blind guy. A friend and I, Wednesday, were down at the farmhouse, and the food was excellent. We ate outside. I had the hamburger with their french fries, and he raises his own beef and processes it through the Paradise Locker. And she had a delightful spinach salad, and we ate outside. And I do like eating outside at USA Tomato at 2801 Homes. But back to the farmhouse, I think they have dinners like Wednesday through Friday nights. I'm not sure. But the lunch was excellent, and the service was really good. And, you know, you got 3rd Street there, and there can be some truck traffic, but overall, it's worth it.
That's a nice patio, too. Yeah, did you have the pie?
Oh, I moved on because you were starting to get a lot of callers.
I love that pie.
At 816-235-2888, our switchboard's starting to fill up. 816-235-2888. This is the Central Standard Friday show, and we are talking about al fresco dining. Jim in Overland Park writes, I like Jose Pepper's. They've got 2-for-1 margaritas, great chips and salsa, good Tex-Mex menu. A patio has 10 tables and overlooks a green space just south and west of 103rd and Metcalf. Isn't that, what do they call that little creek that runs through? Is that Indian Creek?
Indian Creek.
Okay. Yeah. And an additional treat, this is Jim in Overland Park, an additional treat is to watch for the groundhog who frequents the green space.
Right, I've seen it.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole show.
A whole show?
The whole family goes.
Really?
Yeah, the groundhogs just come out and do their tricks, and yes, it's fun.
It's dinner theater.
It's dinner theater.
All right.
That's
right.
Extra.
It's a zoo. Right.
Let's go to Zach. Zach in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you, Zach?
Good. I've only eaten there once outside at Julian during the art fair, and it was amazing. We're going back on Saturday.
That's a very pretty patio. Mm-hmm.
I had a question. Had anybody been to the new Beacon yet off of Main Street?
No, that's where Jack Gage had been, correct?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I have not been.
Put in a little side patio.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just to the south of the building.
Christine, have you been there?
No, I have not. I'm writing it down.
But I'm sure we're going to get a call or two telling us about the Beacon, which is, I believe it is 51st and Main?
50-something Main.
50-something. Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you, Zach.
Thank you, guys.
And let's go to Mary in Overland Park.
Hi,
Mary.
Bellinopoly in Brookside, eating on the sidewalk, having their pizza and their bean salad, or their peppers, or their zucchini. It is fabulous.
Oh, okay. That's a good choice, and it's in Midtown. All right. Can you take your dogs there?
Yes, you can.
All right. Howie, are you listening? Great. Hey, thank you, Mary. Let's go to Morgan. Morgan in Midtown.
Hi there.
Hi, Morgan.
Talking about the pets eating outside, there is a great coffee shop in South Leawood called Take Five, and they've got just a little outdoor patio, and it's, you know, not a huge menu, but they have enough, and they have music on Fridays, and they're lovely with pets.
Where is that?
It's a great little area. It's off 151st in Knoll.
Yeah, I know where it is. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a nice wine restaurant next to it, too.
Right.
Where in Leawood is this?
It's between Knoll and, I don't know, some big other street. But it's out there with all the other...
That's a brilliant direction.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's like you getting lost.
Yeah, I'd be in Topeka. Yeah, it's okay. We got another call, another email at centralstandard@kcor.org. Annie agrees on Bellinopoly and Brookside. Pleasant outdoors and great limoncello made in-house, usually in the summer. Have you ever had that?
Limoncello?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you had it there?
No.
Okay.
But-
You will now.
I can vouch
good
for limoncello.
Me too.
Okay. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or you can shoot us an email, but we want to hear from you. We're talking about dining al fresco.
Does Orpheus Orpheus have, what is, how you pronounce it?
Orpheus.
Independence. Does it have an outdoor patio?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, or anything. I don't know.
I'm visualizing one as you walk in.
Yeah, I am too.
As you walk in, but I wouldn't verify. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there for a long time either.
Accursos.
Yeah.
Right down the street from, catty corner from Beacon.
Yep.
And Spin.
Right.
Both of them.
On Twitter, Yelp KC writes, has Graham and Dunn been mentioned? Yes. It's fantastic. For wine, I'm a fan of the Secret Courtyard at Cellar and Loft. One more West Side Local. Oh, West Side Local is a pretty little one.
And they have a beer garden out back. Yep.
Oh, and speaking of little tucked away patios, I neglected to mention that I have finally eaten at the new, I mean, it is new too, Martin User restaurant. Martin was the chef at the Westin. He's opened Affair.
Affair. What? Tell us about the food on that.
If you look at the sign in front of the restaurant, it says it is a German restaurant, but you're not going to find Wiener Schnitzel or Black Forest cake on that menu. It's a very European restaurant. Small plates. Very sophisticated food, very delicious food. I tried quite a number of things this week.
Mm.
And but they do have a little tiny patio, which is sort of shaded by trumpet vines. It's very pretty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where is it?
They said in unison.
Yeah, 1911 Main Street.
Basically across from the Rieger.
Right.
And they do serve lunch and dinner, but they use the same small plates menu. And I'm not really the biggest halibut fan, but I had the most delicious, delicious piece of halibut there. It was lightly sautéed and on a bed of chopped fresh tomatoes and fresh ginger. It was exquisite.
Let's see.
Lyle writes in to say Cafe Verona on Independence Square. That's another charming little place. Mm-hmm. And let me give you the phone number again, 816-235-2888. And we're talking about dining outside. Which, you know, all of these great places being mentioned, I'm starting to rethink my phobia.
Yeah,
there's some good places.
Yeah, I haven't been, but does the Grog and Galley out at Lake Lattawanna have a place outside?
Oh, yeah. It's right on the marina.
Oh,
right.
Well, there's a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's
Let's one. Go to Renee in Lee Summit.
Yes, hello. I was going to say my dog Marley and I like to eat at Californo's out in front. And my girlfriends and I like Cafe Verona. They have a cute little courtyard. That's an Independence.
Great. Let's just not get those two groups mixed up.
Yeah.
Dog goes to California. Girls go to Cafe Verona. We're taking your calls at 816-235-2888. I'm Charles Frusa here with you with Mary Block, Christine Basica, and Gloria Gale on the topic of eating out. Oh, we have a call, email rather. Marcia in Independence writes, Ophelia's does not have an outdoor dining area.
Oh, okay.
So cross that off the dining list.
Okay. You know, on Park Place, which is at, right across the street from Town Center, that whole strip, retail strip, you can eat outdoors all along there. Carmen's has outdoor dining right there.
Mestizo has that very, very pretty upstairs patio.
Exactly.
Raw Sushi has outdoor
seating. You're right. Gordon Beerish now is right there.
Here's a nice email. Michael writes, I was visiting Kansas City this past weekend and had dinner outside at the farmhouse. It was a great evening, and it almost felt like eating in a real city, which, you know, Kansas City must not be. Service was a bit odd in that he had to read off the specials, but was very informed and articulate when asked to describe the dishes. Well, as a former server, let me tell you, I often read
off
the specials.
That's not
unusual. Yeah, it's not a weird thing at all. The farmhouse seems to be getting a lot of...
Yeah. It's adorable.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It's a really good restaurant.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else in the River Market has an outdoor patio.
Well, other than just right on that we talked about Bowling's.
Right.
And,
Bowling's on a Saturday lunch is a lot of fun on that patio. Okay.
At the Plaza Zocalo, they made a patio out of the back alley, which is pretty ingenious.
It's a charming patio.
Yeah, it is.
You know, there's some alley patios that really sort of make it.
Well, you know, Cheesecake Factory has that gorgeous courtyard.
Yep.
What, yeah. There's a name for it, and I don't know what
penguin,
it is.
But the Penguin Courtyard.
Is that it?
Isn't it Penguin Courtyard?
Let's just call it that. Well, I think it actually has a name, and I will think of it.
But it's beautiful.
You don't think that's right?
Fountains.
I know there is a Penguin Courtyard on the plaza. Okay.
But I don't think it's that one. I think
that, you're right.
That courtyard one might be in front of the old Jim Eddie Brew. Bauer. But
you're right. I think you're right.
Yes. Yeah. The courtyard in front of the Cheesecake Factory, I believe, is named for a florist shop that used to be there a million years ago. Rock Hill Strat writes us to say Eden Alley has a nice little patio, often overlooked. Yeah. And she put out a shout out for West Side Local and Julian.
We ate at Julian during the art fair and had a great dinner.
Did they have some sort of a grill thing going outside that's Chinese or Asian? I was there for that Brookside art in the parking lot of Julian. There was somebody doing some sort of.
I don't think that's a regular thing.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think that's right.
But let's go to Will. Will in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi.
Hi, Will.
I want to suggest Chazelle. It's a crepe place on Summit Chazelle. Street.
Chazelle, yeah.
Chazelle, there we go. Yeah, that's a great little crepe place. They've got outdoor seating. That's nice. And there's also food right near there as well that has a few tables. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a
Cafe
pretty
Europa.
Place.
You can sit outside.
They have two or three tables outside. Yeah.
Oh, do they? I didn't know that. Okay. Well, thank you, Will. And let's go to Eric. Eric in Parkville.
Hey, I just heard you talking about Cafe Italia, and I wanted to share with you, we just moved from Brookside to Parkville, which was a leap for me, and we are Jerusalem Cafe fanatics. And one day we walked into this Mediterranean restaurant, you know, we walked in and saw the ambiance, we thought, boy, and we have two dogs, and so we sat out on the deck, and I have never had Mediterranean food. It's this place called Cafe Cedar. Is just off. I've never had hummus like that. It's just an absolutely most wonderful restaurant, Mediterranean, in a great deck.
They used to have Mediterranean and fried chicken. I don't know if they still do.
But, I'm kind of curious if I may ask, as I'm going to Lyon in France for 2 months, and one of the reasons that I'm excited is I'm excited to be sitting next to any dog in any restaurant. And I'm curious on your opinion. I'm glad you're doing the show. In America here, you can, if I'm visually impaired, any dog is welcomed. But if I'm not visually impaired, none of my dogs are welcome in a restaurant. But yet the Europeans have no problem with this. Why is that here?
We're just square Americans. What can we say? You know?
Well, if you go out to L.A., you can take your dog almost anywhere. I think it's
really
not just America. I think it depends on the city.
Well, people are funny about it. And Kansas City is not unusual in the Midwest that has sort of restrictive policies.
We're not a city.
Yeah, we're not a real city so who cares? Yes, hey, thank you, Eric. We are getting a lot of calls here. Let me quickly say that Xavier suggests Wabash Barbecue in Excelsior Springs. They have music on Saturdays. Let's see. Nolan writes, I love a piece of pie while eating outside. Where is a good place around Lawrence to get a good piece of pie? We have to do a pie show on that, I guess. And if not, what about the Kansas City area? You want a good piece of pie? You can't eat it outside, I don't think. The Englewood Cafe in Independence.
Farmhouse.
Yeah, you can eat outside of the farmhouse. They have a great brown butter crust.
And the place in downtown Overland Park, the upper crust, is that the same? I don't know if you can eat outside.
No, it's different, but yeah.
All right, let's go to Ann and Olathe.
Hello. Good morning. And I just wanted to make one comment about eating outdoors. I'm very attracted to that idea because you can avoid the noise that is so frequently in restaurants. When I go out to dinner with friends, I want to be able to visit, not to have to, lean across the table to even hear what they're saying. So, most places, I think you have that opportunity. So,
Anne, I never actually thought of that as a reason for eating outside, but you're absolutely right because some restaurants are just so noisy. So I thank you for that. That's good. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi, Charles. Good morning, everyone. Just wanted everybody who lives in the eastern part of Jackson County not to forget about Salvatore's. Salvatore Garozzo is Mike's cousin and has a lot of the same fare as Garozzo's, great spadinis.
Steve, is that on Truman Road? I can't remember which street that's on.
Actually, no, it's on the south side of 40 Highway, just east of Chrysler.
That's right.
It's a great little place, got a nice little garden, and the attention by the waitstaff is killer. It's a great place.
That's a great choice. Thank you. Let's see. Emily writes, I love people watching from the patio at Harry's Bar and Tables. Mm-hmm. And Harry's Country Club, which is a completely different mm-hmm. restaurant, right. in the River Market has a nice big patio. That is a nice big patio.
It is, mm-hmm. right on the
That's
side of
fun,
it.
That's a fun, fun patio. Let's go to Al on the plaza.
Good morning. A couple things. Real quick, Paris doesn't allow dogs in restaurants anymore in Paris, France. But okay, that's too bad. But,
it's a real city, too.
Yeah. But Martin City Pub.
Brewing Company.
I'm a Midtown guy, but Martin City Pub is really cool. They have live music and they have an outside patio kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And
is this the new restaurant on near, like, Caddy Corner from RC's?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really a great place, and it's got a great atmosphere. It's kind of like going to BB's, except it's a few notches up in terms of energy and good energy and good people.
Well, thank you, Al. That is a good... I can't believe we had some calls, as well we should. You can find past episodes of The Food Critics on our website at kcor.org. Our show is produced today by Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. Thanks to my fellow food critics, and thanks to everybody who called today. I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your day.